Kevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Devin, welcome.
How are you? You're good?
I'm very well. I've almost recovered from the feed of strawberries you had last week. It was terrific.
Ah, good. Just I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, they were terrific. It was lovely.
And I hope you bought some home to share.
I know we brought a few home for the family. You didn't bring anything?
No, didn't bring anything.
No,
sorry about that.
So what have you got? What are we doing?
Okay, we're going to do two kind of lovely summer recipes. We're going to talk about a warm steak salad with a really nice kind of punchy horseradish, mustard and balsamic dressing. We're using the balsamic again. Yeah. And then a simple risotto, which is lovely with some bacon and peas. So two very simple recipes that you're not going to be stuck in the kitchen all day. We're coming up to summer season, so lighter food. One pot dish with the risotto and then the lovely steak salad, which is great.
Do you want to start with steak?
Which one? Steak, yeah. Perfect. We'll do that. So, Marty, I'm using for this recipe is the strip loin steak. If you can look out for the Board Beer Quality Mark.
Yes.
It's a really, really lovely steak to use, and it's lovely marbled. I know you love your fillet, but this is probably better to use in the salad because it's nice flavour, a little bit of texture. And when I say that, we're going to cook it nice and pink. So when you're cooking your steak, a little bit of rapeseed oil on it, smear it there, and then what I want you to do is just literally bring it to room temperature, salt and pepper, put this on the barbecue about 3 or 4 minutes either side, and then let it rest. So what rest means is that you're relaxing the meat,
right.
So you don't slice into it straight away, because with this warm steak salad, we want the steak to be warm, we're slicing it, so you're not getting a huge piece of meat, if it's sliced into nice thin slices.
I'm with you, yes.
So I'll go through that in a minute.
Strips, if you will.
Yeah, strips, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, that's good. There's a chef in you yet,
see,
Marty?
I think that was in your third book. I saw that word. Yes.
You have every one of them, haven't
you? I do have. I consult them every evening.
Marty, we're going to talk about the dressing, and this is a really lovely, interesting dressing that you can make and keep ahead. And by the way, this salad will work really well with chicken, with pork, with lamb, particularly beef, to be truthful with you, because beef and horseradish work so well together.
So good.
So we have extra virgin olive oil, we have balsamic vinegar, we have one clove of garlic, which is just crushed, and then we have whole grain mustard. So you're going to mix that all together for a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of honey, that's all, just roughly a teaspoonful of putting into that. And one herb that works really well with steak and in this dressing is fresh thyme, if you have it.
Lovely.
Rosemary might be a little bit strong, but fresh thyme is beautiful.
Okay.
Or you can just use the parsley. I have two herbs in this. A little bit of beef stock if you want to, and then roughly about a teaspoonful of horseradish goes into this dressing.
Brilliant.
Here. So you mix this all together. You have your steak cooked, nice fresh salad. I would go for the likes of rocket. I love rocket. It's peppery, so it is. It's really nice. A little bit of iceberg or Cos baby gem is beautiful. So have them all ready. A little bit of sliced onion in that. Your steak that's rested, you're going to remove any of the fat on the outside, and then you're going to slice into nice thin slices. Roughly the length of your small finger, but nice and thin.
Right.
You're going to sprinkle that all over the salad, and then your lovely dressing, you're going to drizzle that over. Now, excuse me, if you wanted to make this interesting, blue cheese works really good with this.
Really?
Cashel blue cheese, Belgian blue, you've Crozier blue, there's so many beautiful blue cheeses. So sprinkle that over if you want. It's not on the recipe, I'm just throwing it out there.
Mm.
And then for a little bit of texture, some toasted pine nuts, pecan nuts
pine
work
nuts
really well.
That'd be gorgeous.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, yeah.
So the key is the steak, the dressing, whatever salad leaves you like, the dressing can be made ahead, and that's going to keep for about a month in your fridge, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking of doing this salad any day of the week, you'll have your dressing made, so you can serve it with chicken and that. So the blue cheese is only an option. It's not in the recipe. I'm just throwing it out there.
We know the blue cheese isn't for everybody, because people find it a bit stinky.
Absolutely. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Do you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Blue cheese.
I can see you now.
Do you like it?
Watch and say,
okay.
If I didn't use blue cheese, what would be good with it?
Well, good question. You could use a nice kind of creamy brie kind of style cheese.
Okay,
it would work really well with that.
Soft cheese,
You know, or else you could grate a little bit of Parmesan cheese or a nice Irish hard cheese, so you can mix it up a little bit.
Suppose,
whatever you like.
Yeah,
you don't need the cheese, by the way.
But there's no question that the cheese you're talking about is, it's so pungent.
Oh, yeah.
But boy, does it work.
Yeah.
And I know it works.
And you only need a little bit.
You certainly do.
Yeah.
And you won't be kissing anybody after this.
Says who? I'm only joking.
Well, if the two of you are having it, that's fair enough. All right.
Now,
so
risotto.
Steak salad. Where are you
going to Italy.
Risotto.
So the particular rice that they use in Italy is arborio rice.
Yes.
And I remember recording with a chef in Modena, and he was making a risotto, and I saw something I'd never seen before. What he did was get a jug of milk, he warmed it up, and he actually put the grated Parmesan in overnight into the milk to infuse the milk, which I said, wow, this is really interesting. I've never seen this full fat milk. So, It was a wee tip that I thought was very interesting, and we can put it into the recipe if you want. I'm using mascarpone cheese, but I'd never seen that before. And when he made the risotto, it was very al dente, which means very firm to the bite.
Yeah.
I personally don't think I'd get away with that in my restaurant, but it was absolutely delicious. And he just used vegetable stock. There was no onion, there was no garlic, which I was really surprised.
What about your flavours?
Well, it was lovely. Well, what he did was flavoured just with aged Parmesan Reggiano.
Amazing.
Which is the region that they produce that beautiful cheese, which is gorgeous. It was, and this one was matured for I think 36 months, which was gorgeous.
Okay. Okay.
So this is my simple recipe that I make at home. Rapeseed oil in a nice little kind of skillet pan, one onion chopped, and I'm using a regular onion, a couple of cloves of garlic crushed, and then what I'm going to do is put in some bacon lardons, which is great. So it's a fancy name for little strips of bacon.
Sure.
I'm using unsmoked ones, but you can use lovely smoky ones. And there's a lovely Irish company, they're called O'Neill's, and they really are lovely. They're based in Wexford. Lovely dry cure bacon done into lardon. So that goes in.
Oh, really?
Can I get a little bit of colour? Then you put in your rice. Now let's talk about the rice. They use a Boreo rice, which is a specific rice for risottos, and it's definitely available in every supermarket now. It's really good.
I was astonished over in Torino at Eurovision to discover that they make rice. They grow rice in Italy, right? About a million and a half tons, right? Which is like astonishing. Until I discovered that the Chinese grow about 200 million.
Isn't that incredible?
Acres or whatever it is of rice. But anyway, but the Italians grow their own.
Wow.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Astonishing, isn't it?
That's interesting. And then when we were talking about Portugal, there's a region where they grow rice. We didn't get to visit it for our show, but
it is
interesting. A lot of countries like that, Italy growing their own rice.
Their own.
I wonder what variety was it. Was it the Bori or Cagliari?
I don't know. But the fact that they grow it at all was a revelation.
Not at all. So when you're making a risotto, just for your listeners, I'm using some vegetable stock. I usually make mine with, or you can use chicken stock.
Okay.
Have that in a saucepan simmering away. It doesn't have to be boiling, just simmering away. And the key is, a tip for you, a risotto boiled is a risotto spoiled. That's what they say. So just add the stock gently.
All right.
You want a lovely loose risotto, and how you do that is by adding in mascarpone cheese, which I'll go through in a moment. But you adding in the stock. It's actually a very healthy recipe, this, to be honest with you. And you can pack it with lots of vegetables. I'm using peas, but you can do some lovely roasted vegetables, sweet corn the twins love. You know, I would do this regularly.
Okay.
And it's lovely just with grilled chicken, or else it's lovely on its own, or it's lovely with a grilled piece of fish. It really is so delicious.
Oh,
so, Marty.
Yes.
When your rice is nearly cooked, you're slowly adding in the stock. And it takes about 20 minutes to cook the rice. You cook it until it's al dente. I read once that in Italy that they get a little bit of rice and they throw it against the wall, and when it sticks that it's cooked. I don't believe that. Have you ever seen
Surely
that?
Surely no.
No, I've
well,
never.
You wouldn't see it because, well, I wouldn't be allowed in the kitchen. You might. But I can't imagine them doing
I
that.
I don't think so.
I think they've moved on a bit from that.
Yeah, I think so.
Really
I've never seen it. No. So you cook it until it's al dente. You don't want it mushy. You don't want it undercooked. That's really important, that it's firm to the bite. By slowly adding in the stock, lots of grated Parmesan cheese, and then a little bit of fresh basil and mascarpone cheese.
Mm.
Mascarpone is lovely, creamy Italian cheese, using the very famous dessert tiramisu, which is absolutely gorgeous. So that will work beautiful with that.
And
just serve it in a nice bowl, extra Parmesan cheese, and it's so gorgeous. I love risottos. Are you a fan of risotto?
Yeah. I told you the story before, I think, about being in Verona.
Oh, and the Amarone.
Amarone risotto.
You never forgot.
Oh, we couldn't. You'd make a fist of it because you make a fist of it, but you couldn't eat it all. Like it was just so heavy, you know. But it was obviously
that's the big red wine, isn't
big
it?
Red, oh, Amarone is the big one.
Yeah.
It could be 15%, like, and it's in Bottega. The anyway, so it's a particular restaurant.
You were walking backwards.
We certainly were. The taxi literally came to the door, but you couldn't be doing that. But risotto was very filling.
That's the thing about risotto.
But it's wonderful. It's a wonderful dish.
Yeah, and you think, oh, risotto's going to be light. It's actually very satisfying. But again, it's a one pot wonder.
It is.
And it's delicious.
It is. I love that risotto with bacon and peas.
Yes.
That one, and the other one is the warm steak salad with the horseradish. It's just funny. Horseradish, mustard, and balsamic vinegar.
Good man.
You have all the ingredients.
Some punchy flavours. Eh?
Yeah, but the salad, I think, sounds terrific. I did eat it up myself now over the weekend.
Will you?
And the horseradish.
You better post it. Postal. Want to see you post.
No, I'm afraid to do that.
A couple of recipes.
Because I know, because I did that when your last book came out.
You did.
I did, yeah. And people were saying, you didn't make that at all. You got your wife to make it. And they were probably right. No, I didn't. I did. I actually made some of the recipes, because the last one was brilliant, because it was for people who aren't that
learned
and clever in the kitchen. What was it called again?
Learn to Cook, Martin.
What was the name of the book?
Learn to Cook.
That was called Learn to Cook.
Yeah, or the Midweek Meals. I don't know. Right. You have them all.
Yeah, Learn to Cook. You see the way I gave you the chance to plug it again?
I love it.
And the other thing I have to say about your books is they're never reduced. In price, they're not. They're key. Typical Cavan.
Don't tell me you're buying books. I'll give you a free one.
No, but I see your books in the shops and they are still full price.
Oh, you're
funny, man.
I don't
know how you get away with that. Every, like, books by Bill Clinton and stuff are reduced. Never Maguire. It's the Cavan way.
Yeah, I have to go now. Bye now.
Yeah, here's Cavan Girl. That's the way I want to finish today.
I love it.
Safe home.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.